أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلوات الله وسلامه عليك يا رسول الله. أما بعد، my dear brother and sister in Islam, actually sister and one brother.
So far. Sisters and one brother.
Sisters and one brother.
One and a quarter.
Right?
One and a half.
No, not yet. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put in my heart what is good for me and what good for you. And you make the same dua and set intention. What we're going to talk about today, a topic. If the Muslim Ummah really realize it, it will be a crisis. This one of the major crises in the Ummah. What is a crisis? The crisis is the absence of the family. There's no family. We think we have family, but we do not. Let's see from Islamic perspective and from the eye of Allah, what kind of Islam should be, or how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala realize and recognize a family according to Quran and Sunnah, and how we are right now all over. And there's nothing new. This actually has been going for many, many years. It can be many generations. But right now the crisis, I consider it, it is the fruit, the very sour fruit and the poison fruit of what our parents and grandparents did. But in the meantime, we cannot look at it and think. We do not have to change. No. Because in every time in the front of Allah, we have a duty according to our state of mind, our intelligence, and our state of heart. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to bring people to get married, he used to recite different verses in the Quran. One of them, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. We believe, fear Allah, the right fear, and do not die except in a state of Islam. We believe, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Or you believe, fear Allah, the right fear, and say the right word, meaning talk according to Allah, say La ilaha illallah, do the good deed according to what Allah command you to do. Allah will take care about your affair, and whoever fear Allah and obey Allah and His Messenger, Allah give him the ultimate success in this life and the hereafter. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say a verse. This verse is so beautiful and so unique. One of the most lovely verse in a marriage. I love it very much. And if we understand it, we will realize we are too far. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته and from the sign of Allah ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أزواجكم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم from his sign he create from you to you and for you. This is all in one word. We will explain it later. مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا From among yourself, pair. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً And He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, He make among you He put among you mercy and tranquility. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ From these signs, from these verses, is a sign for those who have think and those who are thinker. In this verse, the whole marriage is there. From the sign of Allah, He created you, pairs. And He united you with mercy. And like unity and tranquility and peace and love. By this way, who will give this love and tranquility and peace and mercy? Allah. Why Allah will give it to us? When we are a slave to Allah. By this way, if we think today, why we do not have it? Why we do not have it? Why the family is not a family? I will tell you the truth. Because people do not know it. Or people who see it, but they do not want to say it. One only scholar in Egypt, may Allah give him mercy, he said it. He said, the majority of Muslim ummah, male and female, the marriage is off long time ago. Meaning they live, supposed to be as a husband and wife, but the marriage is off, according to Sharia. Why? Because he did many things according to Sharia, but the marriage is off, and they never know. Or they do not want to know, and they do not want involved. Or the whole marriage from the beginning is wrong. Meaning is off. And after that, when the whole family started having crisis, we think, what's the problem? The problem from the problem and from the beginning, it was a problem. It's almost like he put a seed of a thorn tree and you want a watermelon, no, you will get thorn. You put a seed of a very sour something or hot paper and you will get cucumber, no. Whatever you put, this is what you get. It's very simple. Exactly. And this is what happening to us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I talked about it before, but today inshallah may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow me to talk about it from different perspective. Is he tell us to choose. Choose for what? Choose the roots. Because according to who you are, like one scholar, he said it very beautiful in early. He said, look at his personal cousin, uncle, father, mother. He would be like them. He would be one of them. He cannot be something different. He's not American, you know? Why he will be different, he or she? You look to the mother, you know what you get. You look to the father, you know what you get. You look to the uncle, the cousin, whatever, you know what you get. But sometimes, because we misunderstand Islam or we do not have any Islam at all, in a time of marriage, we never think about that. Never anybody educate us. Nobody tell us about the habits. What about the habits? Habits never change. If you think your own husband or wife, his habit or her habit will change, you're nuts. Habit is habit. The only way to change the habit if you have a strong iman, very strong, to the point you won't change your habit for Allah. But how many of us have this strong iman? By this way, I say it truthfully and honest. From the beginning, the majority of us today, our marriage was completely out of whack. Why? Because we are sick and Allah gave us a sick partner, equivalent to our sickness. But wonder what happened. Also, is a wisdom from Allah to happen this way. To the sunnah of Allah repeat itself. What is the sunnah of Allah? If you follow Messenger and Prophet stories, you will find out is Messenger and Prophet stories, some of them have good wife, some of them have bad wife. Some of them have good husband, some of them bad husband. It's normal. There's nothing unique about it. Some of them have good kids, some of them bad kids. It's a trial. Does the trial of Allah continue? Why? I say it today, and I hope you hear me with your heart, not with your tongue. The majority of Muslim today is not a Muslim. The majority of Muslim today is a Muslim by the tongue, but they worship everybody else except Allah. Either the man worship his wife, or the wife worship his her husband. Or they worship the house, they worship the money. The real worship to Allah is not there. Because if it's there, very simple. You do not know what to do. You will go to somebody and you ask, what Allah wants from me? What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam he command me to do? Very simple. And whatever Allah tell you and the Prophet tell you, you do. Finished. But where we are? Today, you find any family has a problem, nobody wants to listen to Allah? No. Leave me alone. Is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No. Leave me alone. I know. You know? You know what? How you know? You ask? No. You read? No. You know? No. This we call it an open, completely open, verbally insistent hypocrisy. In the past, you used to hide it. Now, today, people do not hide their own hypocrisy. They said, I'm a hypocrite. But they say it with their action. They do not want to say it with their tongue. But the action is more strong than tongue. There's many verses about that. What's the difference between a believer and a hypocrite? A believer, if you tell him Allah said, you said, Sami'na wa ata'na. We listen and we obey. The Prophet advise you, we sami'na wa ata'na. We listen and we obey. And the hypocrite, if you tell him Allah or his messenger, excuse me, it's not for me, you misunderstand, no. And he give you all kind of excuse and, you know, and he flip and he become like mercury. Every time you try to touch it, flip. You know that? If you get a piece of mercury and you try to hold it, you cannot hold it. But in the meantime, they announce it. They announce it in their action, they announce it in their ways and whatever they say. What is the real problem? The real problem is not what we're talking about, because what we're talking about is normal for the trial to continue. you find very simple. The husband is a good Muslim and the wife is not. Or the wife want to become a good Muslim and the husband will not. Why? For the trial to continue. It's normal. Now let's see from Islam point of view, what the husband do and what the wife do. We not talk about normal circumstance. Normal circumstance, you will find it in one of my tapes about family structure and value and the role of father and mother and husband and wife in Islam. But today we're going to talk about the odds, which is today is the majority. The majority, majority, majority. Today, if you find a normal family, Muslim, without no exaggeration, maybe one in a million. And one in a million maybe is exaggerating too much. I'm doing da'wah for many, many years, Allah know, and I did not see a normal family, a really normal family. Meaning the husband acting like a husband, the wife acting like a wife, the kids acting like Islamic kids, and is a harmony and unity between. Very rare. And if they are living in harmony in material. And once they become a Muslim, the whole thing breaks loose. Why? Because all of them, they have a unity of worshipping other than Allah. You see how it go? By this way, when all of them worshipping material is no problem. The problem occurs when you become a Muslim. This is where the problem occurs. Why? The problem has to occur because it's a trial. It's a trial for us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see who's pure and who's not. You add to that also is the colonialism and what they did in our country and the bad influence, the habit and custom and culture, which has nothing to do with Islam. You add to that our own custom and culture was coming from desire, hawa, nafs, has nothing to do with Islam. You add to that our pure hypocrisy. When I say pure hypocrisy, 100% pure hypocrisy, 100% natural pure hypocrisy. And not honest and not sincere and not truthful to ourselves and Allah. You add that, you get a very dirty material. And who is this dirty material? It's us, male and female. And now you have all this dirt become a husband and wife. If you have no Islam, life go very nice. The husband go out of whack, the wife go out of whack, life is very normal. He worships on TV, she worships on TV, he has his own life and game, she has her own life and game, and no problem. Only the problem arises when one of them try to be a Muslim, really a slave to Allah. But this again, don't say, I am, no. Because it is the sunnah of Allah. It is the way of Allah. You have to be tried. You will be tried of what you have. You will be tried in your body. You will be tried in your money. You will be tried one way or another to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see. Are you going to steadfast with me? Or are you going to steadfast with the garbage? Whatever you want in your life. And let me tell you the bad news. May Allah forgive me, but I'm going to say it to you. Today, in my 12 years in da'wah, approximately, the people who really steadfast for Allah is two. From thousand and thousand, I was involved with them going doing da'wah. Two survived in 12 years. And the majority of people I dealt with them in all over, they have one thing in common. They do not want Allah. They want to go to Allah to take care about their affair. Once the affair has been solved a little bit, they go back to their own routine. Why? Because they are dirty. They're not honest and they're not sincere. Because if they are honest and sincere from the beginning, they will continue the journey to Allah. This is why my tips, I call it the journey of Iman. Because it is a journey. It's a journey for your own soul. You want to get closer to Allah. You love Allah. But today we are really a liar. We're really in a big state of lying. Even having session and learning and this, always for something. Because if you're really sincere about it, you always continue under any circumstance. You want Allah. You want to get to know Allah. You want to get closer to Allah. It doesn't matter. Anyone can make you closer to Allah is welcome. In any time, you're hungry, you want to go to Allah. But this is if you're sincere. If you're not sincere, you will always make excuse. You always have excuse. And you go back to your own stupid toys. Right away, ahead. What we have some female. Where is the husband? Is not there. Where is the relative? Is not there. Where is the maid? Is not there. Why? For weeks and months. Not even months. But it's not here only. All over. Even when I went to Latin America, the majority of people embracing Islam is a female, is not a male. The people who are really hungry for Allah is female, is not a male. Why? Don't ask me why. It is a wisdom for Allah. Allah has a wisdom, I do not understand it. I can speculate according to my knowledge, but I do not know. Because then forget, actually, the real teacher of the Ummah is the mother. What about the role of the man? The role of a man, he's supposed to be the teacher of the female. But show me, where is the male to be a teacher for a female? Where is the husband acting like a husband and he is a role model of the family? A husband in the front of Allah, he's a role model. He's responsible. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said it. No woman go to hellfire without taking fall with her. Her father, her brother, her son, and her husband. Meaning each one will be questioned what you done, what you did, what you give her, how much you support her. Our ummah, where is our men? In the front of the TV? Or in the coffee shop? Hanging in the street? Playing baseball? Playing soccer? Playing card? Listening to music? Acting like nuts? Thinking they're doing something? And where's our female? Allah knows where they are. And the good one is trapped. They do not know what to do. This was introduction to our situation. Let's seek the Muslim man first. The Muslim man, he became a Muslim and his wife is not. Meaning, he started steadfast according to Allah. He started acting really as a Muslim and his wife is not. What he has to do? He has to be patient to the maximum he can. Why? Because he has obligation in front of Allah. Unless he really cannot save his own deen, which is difficult because he's a man. Or unless she oppresses him so much to the point he cannot really implement his own deen. And deen meaning a way of life, not salah. Don't misunderstand me. Because a lot of people, once they make salah, they think, mashallah, I did it. No, no, you did not do nothing. You did only a part of your own worship. Deen, a manhaj haya, a way of life. The way you're acting, the way you're eating, the way you're drinking, the way you go to the bathroom, the way you're coming out, the way you're dealing with others, the way you behave, the way you talk, the way you think, the way you feel, the way you're dealing with neighbors. all this called deen. And if you do not have a manner, is no deen. And if you do not have deen, is no Islam. And this is what we are right now. The majority of Muslims today, they just have some Islam in the lips. Maximum. And for a certain period of time, in certain occasion. By this way, the man has to act patient toward his wife and try to educate her and give her advice. If she keep insisting, he keep dua to Allah until Allah opened by his own will. It's easy and simple. Let's go to the female, because most likely the female is the trouble in her situation. If the woman try to be a Muslim, wonder what happened. She get trapped between a wife should obey her husband, but the husband is out of whack, or she is taking a very negative side, do not want to make an effort at all. What she does? A scholar, he said two things. Some scholar said to be patient unless she fear for her own deen, meaning she cannot implement Islam in herself, and he stop her from doing what she has to do according to Allah. At this time is no more obedience. Finished. Because her own deen, her own Islam is obligation, is mandatory. If she die, she will be questioned about her own Islam. She cannot say, oh Allah, my husband did this to me, he cannot allow me to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, who is your Lord? Who is your Lord? Who is your master? We do not today do not understand that. We worshipping our husband, we fear our husband, and we do not love Allah and fear Allah. And this is why we get punished by the one we think they are somebody. It's a disgrace from Allah to us. Because if I have Allahu Akbar in my heart, Allah greatest than myself, than my husband, than my wife, than my mother, than everybody else, at this time Allah will show me the way and elevate me. I know we have a custom. The man love it. A woman has to be shut up. And the man can do whatever he want. Is not true. A man, yes, he's the master in the house according to Allah and his Rasul. If the man do not follow command Allah and his Rasul in the house, and the woman want implement Islam in the house, she obligated to change. And let me tell you honest today. Today we blame the men. What about our women? They are so coward. So coward. The society and the mother and the grandparents teach them to be a coward. And they take garbage from right and left. But I ask, do you do the same when it comes to clothing? If you want certain clothing, mashallah, you bring hellfire open in the house. You know, to get what you want, clothing wise, food wise, whatever. When it comes to Islam, excuse me, he's my husband, I have to obey him. What happened? Why all of a sudden you acting with a double face? In the things you desire, mashallah, you are the lion in the house. Nobody can stop you. When it comes to Islam, you are the rabbit in the house. Anybody can smack you. It doesn't work. Do you know really honest what the problem is? Is no sincerity in the heart. Is no truthful in the heart. Like one sheikh, he said it. A believer will never be disgraced. A believer will be tested, but not disgraced. If you disgraced, it have only one knowledge. You do not elevate Allah in your heart, and you disgrace Allah in your heart, Allah disgrace you. You elevate Allah in your heart, Allah will elevate you and give you dignity. You fear Allah number one in your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make everybody fear you. You love Allah more than anybody else, Allah will make everybody love you. Allah finish it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He already did it. I was talking about it today. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu and whom Umar is a criterion of the right and wrong. The one elevated Allah with him the deen. He sent a letter to Aisha radiallahu anha. He asked her, oh Aisha, I need an advice. Look what Aisha told him. She said, Ya Umar, oh Umar, I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever obey Allah and pleasing Allah with the hate of people to him, Allah will take care about his affair and elevate him. And whoever please and obey the people and he make Allah hate him, Allah will send the people to disgrace him. Wassalam. This was the end of the letter. What we do today? When people want to make us rabbit, we become rabbit. But we're supposed to be a slave to Allah, not a slave to nobody else. Listen to me carefully. By this way, if I die, I said, oh Allah, I said it to them. Today, I believe without no doubt in my heart, the majority of the ummah, they are in the great shirk, the great partner with Allah. Allah said He will forgive all the sin except shirk. And we are doing shirk. The great shirk, not the small shirk. Do you think going back and forth to your job like a clock and not making any effort for Islam, is this not shirk? You have appointment with your car to shine the wheel every week and you do not have appointment for Allah? You have appointment for the movie and this and that and going like nuts all over and you have no appointment for Allah? Only you worship Allah when you desire it? Think! When the store or department store has a sale or clearance, our women have emergency. Now all the women in the area know. Emergency in the house. All the appointment is make sure is nobody will cut the sale. They have to be in certain time in the store. Nobody can stop them. Where is all this power for a piece of cloth? Where is all this will? The will is the iron will. Nobody can stop it. We find out our iron will for our desire only. Not for Allah. Once it comes for Allah, excuse me, I am busy. My husband tell me don't come. My wife, she tell me if she does this, I will not make it. And you find excuses, you cannot believe it. I look for gestures, I find one, another one, I do not find it. I have a diarrhea and I do not want to upset the meeting. Are you doing the same thing for your job? No way. Are you doing anything for that, for a show? Or a football game or a baseball game? No way. Where is the truth? Can you see it, please? Where is the truth? Who are we lying to? We're lying to ourselves. Can we lie to Allah? Tell me, can we lie to Allah? If you think you can lie to Allah, you're stupid. You're really an idiot. By this way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, actually sisters and one brother only, Okay, may Allah put barakah in you and make you multiply. I do not know how, you know. And believe me, I do it all over. Every time we have halaqa, it ended up with a female, no male. It's nothing new. It's nothing new. And some people said, you're collecting all the women around you. Okay, where is the men? I asked for men to come and they said, you know. Subhanallah. And look at this hypocrisy. The same people who do that, their woman can be sitting with a bunch of guys watching TV, no problem. Or she can go on a show. She go work with every non-Muslim, no problem. If she decorate herself and 80% of her body is open, no problem. But when it comes to Islam, we have a problem. We have a big problem. Do you know why we have a problem? Because inside, the man is sick. He do not want the woman to be educated. By this way, he do not want her to know her rights. He want her to live in darkness. And he loved it this way because he dealing with his wife like a sheep. And he loved it. But you see, I do not really blame the man. I blame also our woman. Again, nobody is beating you up to be a sheep. Because you're acting sometimes like a sheep, sometimes you're acting like a rabbit, sometimes you're acting like a lion. You have it. But the problem is you steadfast for the wrong, but you do not steadfast for Allah. And this why you would be disgraced, without no doubt. This is the core of the problem. Also what happened is, we think, if I keep my mouth shut, I keep myself covered, I take all the garbage and keep quiet, I'm a good Muslim, and I try to save my marriage. And in the meantime, I'm a liar, because inside of me is no marriage, is no husband and wife relationship, is no really harmony in a family, is no unity, is no understanding, is no system in a family. Where is the marriage? Is no respect between. Where is the marriage? If my daughter or my son see me always get abused by my wife or my husband, and call all kind of names, where's the respect? How I can educate them? And I say it because no shy in Islam. Once a man acting like that to a woman, the woman in her heart is no man. The man is gone. Once a man is gone spiritually, what happened physically? He's gone. Little by little, it built a very negative feeling between, and sooner or later it would be broken, if it's not broken already. But you have another problem. The woman tried to mask it, and masking the problem is a problem, more than the problem. And also mask it for whom? She said for the family. Family what? There's no family. What about Islam? Does anybody think about Islam? Where's Islam in me and my family? If I cannot show them, if I do not have it, if I do not stand for it, look in the time of companion. We talk about today is a new year. New year meaning what? Anybody know? What's the meaning of our new year? When our new year is starting with? Shariz? What is it? What is today?
Second day in the year.
Yes, it's the second of what month?
Muharram.
Al-Muharram. Yes. What happened in this day?
The Battle of Karbala.
No.
There is the Prophet grandson.
What is it, sister? What's your name?
No,
okay, what is it?
Migration to Medina.
What is it, Shasa Shariza? And you work in this Islamic school? And you are teaching kids Islam? This is a reality. Imagine our Muslim teacher, she do not know. Meaning, our own boss is not even aware about it. And if they are aware, they do not announce it. Anybody else know?
Ashura, you have the ninth day of the month.
It's completely different. Ashura is about Musa alayhi salam. What are you talking about, Babu Shah? It's good, at least he's saying something. You know Ashura back home? We make a sweet. This Ashura. In Muslim country now, celebrating different Islamic event, we do not know what's going on. We know what dish is coming in. Every event, we know the history of the dish. The history of whatever sweet is coming.
In this one, the Holy Prophet grandson, they murdered him, right? In this one?
You see, you keep saying that. What's the big deal about that? We never celebrate that.
No, not celebrate.
We say, okay.
Not celebrate.
Yes, Shia do that. We're not a Shia, alhamdulillah. They have their own belief, their own business. It is a migration, yes or no? Yes. You migrate from where to where? From Mecca to Medina. Is Rasulullah immigrate alone or is different people? Many people immigrate before him. How you can immigrate from Mecca? Imagine the same condition you're running through, it happened to the companion of the Prophet. Imagine some man is a Muslim, his wife is non-Muslim. Some woman is a Muslim, her husband is non-Muslim. And they have to run away. They have to migrate for what? Immigrate with their own deen, with their own belief. Meaning, to save yourself with your own belief is more than anybody in your life. Is more than your husband, your wife, your kids, your family, your money, your land, your everything. Today we not want to do that. We want to get a little bit of each. You see? We won't grab pieces and bit and pieces from every place. It doesn't work. Islam is struggle. You want Allah, go to Allah. Anybody stop you toward Allah, you have to drop it and keep going. Allah is number one. This is a Muslim. The Muslim submit to Allah, not submit to a husband. Muslim husband today, you only know one sentence. Muslim woman have to obey. That's it. Anything else you know after that, they do not know. They know the part they like. Similar to the mother and father. You have to obey me. You have to listen to me. I'm your mother and your father. What about the right and son and daughter? What about the manner between a son and daughter and a father and mother? Everybody wants his own peace. What about the peace of other? And there's no justice. And wallahi, I swear by Allah, you cannot have justice with anybody unless you have justice to yourself. Because you have no justice to yourself. How you want to do justice with others? Do you see where is the problem? You want to really solve the problem? Go straight toward Allah, honest. Honest. Anybody stop you, you have to keep going. You have to sell anyone for Allah. You do not sell Allah for somebody. This is a tragedy. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once you really get closer to Allah, Allah changes your lens. Once Allah changed your lens, wonder what happened. Now you would see your wife different. You would see your husband different. Why? Before you would look into material peace. Now you're looking from Islamic perspective. And all of a sudden, I don't have a man. Or I do not have a woman. What am I going to do? Because our skill is Islam. You see, this reality, what are we going to do? we have a journey toward Allah, not journey toward the husband and wife. This is a basic. This is basic. You have to wake up before it's too late. Nobody oppressing you. You oppressing your own self. You said, but the environment. You do not have environment like Mecca. In Mecca, to be a Muslim, you have to be tortured. You're not tortured today. You torture yourself because you do not want to lose a piece of material status. That's it. We'll talk about Musa, inshallah, if I'm still alive tomorrow. Musa, alayhi salam, when he was ready to leave Egypt, Allah revealed to Musa, oh Musa, anybody embrace Islam, let them build their houses toward Qibla. Do you know what this meaning? Meaning the soldier of Pharaoh have to know you are Muslim. Imagine how much the triumph from Allah to you. Build your houses toward Qibla. Meaning the moment you embrace Islam, you know you can be killed and your family any moment. To be a Muslim, to die. And this is why Allah tells them in different areas and said, tell them to kill themselves if they believe in Allah. And here we are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us very simple test. But we the one who want to disgrace ourselves. For what? And not even for a good woman or a good man. For garbage. Garbage. We're selling Allah for garbage. And we think we're saving ourselves. Saving what? Why are you going to be steadfast for Allah? Like I heard this man, he's mashallah a big sheikh. He was a nice scholar in Saudi Arabia. And one time he had a session with many female. And he said, today everybody coming to divorce. But for food, for shelter, for this, for something he want to do. Nobody coming to divorce for Allah? This is the only thing you are allowed to do. If you want to save your deen, you have the right. A woman came to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, I want divorce from my husband. He said, what's the problem? He said, he's a nice man. I do not complain about him, but I cannot save my deen with him. He granted her divorce. Because her deen is above anything. But if you really mean it, your deen, your Islam, you're struggling for Islam. You have the right, you have the obligation. Why today we acting like that? Because the iman is so weak. Can you see it now? The iman is so weak. The love of Allah is so weak. The fear of Allah is so weak. The trust of Allah is so weak. The belief in Allah is so weak. In relying in Allah is so weak. So, oh, what happened? Where I am going? I am going alone. I do not have this. I do not have this. He's supplied. He's a provider. He's a supplier. All of a sudden we forget Allah. What happened if he died? Imagine how much we lie and blind. This is my brother and sister in Islam, what going on in here, all over. You talk to some people from Egypt, some people from Saudi Arabia, some people from the Gulf, some people from everywhere is the same. People worship their own desire, not Allah. Because if you worship Allah, this room would be filled now. Where they are watching TV? Where they are running the street like nuts? Where they are washing the car? Where they are shining the wheel? Where they are running or playing something? And we hear what we're talking about, Allah. Do you know? No. Do you read? No. Do you watch? No. How you know? How you be a Muslim? Islam is struggle. Give me your feedback about what I said. You are a quarter. You're not account now. When you account, you will have it. You are lucky. You know that? How old are you?
Eight.
Mashallah. You want to be a lion or you want to be a rabbit? Don't tell him nothing. You want to be a lion or a rabbit?
Lion.
A lion. Why are you laughing? MashaAllah, I heard some boy, I asked him, you want to be a lion or a rabbit? He didn't mean rabbit. You want to be a lion? You know how the lion act? How's the lion act?
He roars.
What's that?
He roars.
MashaAllah. And how he talk?
He doesn't talk.
He doesn't talk? No, he talk. Right? Okay, show me how the lion talk. Hmm? No, give me the sound. No, is the lion said I do not know? The lion go and he discover things. Like one scholar, he said, today our mother preparing chicken to be slaughtered in the Ummah. He said, the early mother used to prepare lions for the Ummah. Today we prepare chicken. We wear and we care about the feeding. That's it. We worry about the feeding. Oh, you nice, you eat, you have more food, mashallah. Do. We keep feeding our children like chicken. But what about mentally? What about personality? Do you know to be a man, 8 years old boy? Meaning he has to be with men to build manhood. And the girl has to be with woman to learn womanhood. This is Islam. But if he goes sit with men, what do you think? They will give him Atari and Nintendo and until it blow his head off. Buy some potato chips and chips in the head. Chips in the stomach and chips in the head. Yeah, computer chips and chips in the head. These are our children. Do you know fishing? No. Do you know jumping? No. Do you run? No. Do you walk? No. Do you play anything? No. Do you eat? Yes. Do you go to the bathroom? Yes. Do you sleep? Yes. MashaAllah, good for you. What else we know? What is our boys know? Where is the manner? Where is the character? How he eat like a man? How he behave like a man? Who training his body to have nice muscles? Subhanallah. You see, your woman is laughing. Laughing about what? If I talk about fashion, what do you have? What kind of t-shirt? What is it, tummy? You know, every year coming with something new. If you do not wear it with a new logo, you know, mashallah, big problem. This reality. Our kids addicted to TV. We're not having enough. Our men acting like nuts and our kids acting like super baby nuts. You know? فَاقِدِ الشَّيْءِ لَا يُعْطِي. The one who doesn't have it, he cannot give it. And we want save what? You know? شَرُّ الْبَلِيَّ مَا يُضْحِكْ. You know what happened? I tell you the truth. In Arabic, they said, شَرُّ الْبَلِيَّ مَا يُضْحِكْ. They said, the most calamity, it make you laugh. Because the most calamity make you laugh, laughing from what? Because it's so overwhelming. Some people, when they hear, your husband died, they start laughing. Why? They said, oh, mashallah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Oh, Allah, take him. You know?
They have peace of mind.
They have peace of mind. Imagine, do you know how many women today make dua to Allah, oh Allah, take my husband? Take him as soon as possible. And some men do the same for women. Yeah. And they would be happy. They would make a party. Oh, come on, my husband died. Why? Why? It's a lack of a relationship. If the husband really acting like a husband or the wife acting like a wife, is this what will happen? No. But the absolute Islam is no Islam. What do you want? This is a reality. Like Hamza Yusuf said it, we living in hell. Like Muhammad Asad said it, we living in hell. This is hell, but we do not know. What more than you going to hell, be busy with all job and action lead you to hell, and you're busy with it. And any small time can lead you to paradise, you do not want. What more than that? What more blindness than that? Share with me, please, any question, any concern. If you sit quiet, you are in big trouble. I'm serious. Because if you're concerned about your life, you will ask questions. You will have many topics to ask. But if you're paralyzed, you don't have nothing. And this is what's really aching me. Why? Why our woman acting like that? And they keep like becoming like a crying baby. Why? Why are you doing that? Why you take beating over and over again for many years? You can do it only if you save your Islam. But if you do not save your Islam and you're destroying Islam, you have something to do. Seeking knowledge is obligation. Seeking your own salvation in Islam is obligation. If you die tonight, you will be questioned about what you've done to save your own heart for Allah. You cannot claim, oh, I was trying to obey my husband, it's not working. It will not be good. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, above anybody on earth, no obedience to anybody of the disobedience of Allah is a rule. Sure.
Brother Ahmed, to touch on what you just talked about, which is the lesser of the two evils, divorce or staying in a marriage where there is absolutely no love and respect between the husband and the wife?
The question is, what is the lesser two evils? Asking for divorce or staying in marriage does not exist, meaning it has no any pillar of marriage. Let's see from Islamic perspective and understanding when a woman can ask for divorce. A woman can ask for divorce if the husband do not provide finance. A woman asks for divorce if the husband do not provide physically. The woman have the right to divorce if the husband do not help her for her own deen to be a Muslim, because he's obligated to support her and teach her or give her all the right to seek knowledge. But doesn't mean to seek knowledge and go back and living empty. No. To seek knowledge to be a true Muslim. If the husband do not help her in one of that, or he have a bad manner. Believe it or not, also is, in Arabic culture, if a woman has been convicted of adultery, and she's innocent, she said, I cannot live with you. Finished. I cannot live with a man who have no trust in his own wife. Because also is, if you're really a female, if you're really a woman, I do not think you will accept it. And if you accept it, you will be a liar. You just do, you hide it inside of you, but you are empty. Now what do you think, what you can do? Unless the man coming to you honest to Allah and said, forgive me, I made a mistake. This is allowed. And give you dignity back.
Excuse me. You mentioned a word of a woman convicted. Convicted or accused, really?
Oh, mashallah. Forgive me. Convicted is the right word. Accused. Sure. Because actually Islam is very strict about that. No man or a woman can accuse anyone with anything unless you have four witnesses. And the four witnesses has to be swearing by Allah. He sees the action. Means he sees a physical action. All of them, four. If you do not have the four witnesses and all of them said, I see so-and-so doing such and such with so-and-so and he swear. Even the private part of a man inside a woman, the witness is completely denied. And actually in the whole Islamic Ummah it was only once. One case. Actually it was almost one case, and one case is not good. Because it's almost impossible. It's almost impossible. Why Allah make it this way? In buying and selling you have two witnesses. In marriage you have two witnesses. Everything you have two witnesses. In a contract you have two witnesses. In, what do you call it, fornication or adultery? Fornication is four witness. Or, if you do not have four witness, you make four swear by Allah. What you said is the truth. And the fifth swear, and the curse of Allah to those who are lying. And you accept to be cursed by Allah until the day of judgment.
Meaning the person who's making the accusation.
He has to swear for a person who accused. He has to come with four swear. I swear by Allah, so and so is doing such and such, or accuse her. Four swear, and the fifth swear is he said by his own tongue, and Allah curse me if I'm alive. And this curse for the day of judgment, meaning he will never enter paradise. No more mercy in him. And the woman is the same. Meaning no woman can talk about man or a female, and no man can talk about male or female. You have no right. You have no right. Not even, you have no right to spy. Spying is forbidden in Islam. Imagine even, you have no right as a husband to enter your room without knocking or making salam. Because you have to give your woman respect. We disgracing ourselves. Because if you think about Islam, Islam is all loving and respecting for female and woman. And us as a human being. If you're traveling, you're not allowed to just jump in the house. If you're traveling, it's a sunnah for a man. If you travel away from the house, you cannot go home until you go to your masjid, make two rak'ah. The sunnah now, and send somebody saying, so-and-so arrive in town, and he will come back in a couple of hours. Look at the beauty of Islam. Can you say, I'm going to travel, and you live in that town, in hiding, to spy over your wife, is not allowed. It's not, spying is not allowed, is forbidden. Unless you are in a war. Is this answering your question?
Okay, sister, put it on for you. See if they can hurt.
Any question, any concern?
If you don't have any, I have another.
Okay.
What does Islam say about living with the extended family?
What Islam say by living in extended family? One part of the marriage is privacy. If the privacy broken, is no marriage. Because a man cannot act like a man and a woman cannot act like a woman. And the calamity is so much. Even if a man has multiple wives, he has to provide separate places for them. Cannot be in the same place. You know? You add to that the lack of Islam in our family. And I believe today, one of the major problems in a Muslim ummah today also is when a family starts stuck and living with each other, there's no privacy, there's no relationship, the relationship starts getting cold, and over the year, people are sick, start causing an open different accusation, or they have nothing to do. Some people just love it, some people are sick. They just love to have a topic.
What about you live with your parents are old and you live with them to care them?
Sure. What happened, he's a question, he has a beautiful question. What happened if you live with old parents and you want to care about them? You see, in this condition, okay, you have to make sure your wife is living a little bit in a separate place. Even in the same building or building next to it, to give her her own privacy, and in the meantime to make sure, you know, you can take care about your parents in a different way. Because what happened today is, with the lack of Islam, sometimes the family has a negative attitude against your wife. Now you try to take care about your mother and father, and in the meantime you destroy your wife. Is this fair? No. Even if you fail, tell her, please, I want to care about my husband, my father and mother. Be free. If I cannot take care about you, or I cannot give you dignity and save your own identity, and give your own space.
Let her go.
Let her go. It's better. Why we want to do just injustice?
In other words, the divorce. Or
because you see what happened is, or unless the woman, she can take all this garbage, keep her mouth shut, and consider it for Allah. There's another thing. If you won't do that, go do it. You just be patient for Allah. If you can handle it.
Okay.
But it has to be for Allah, not for kids, not for family. No. You see, the problem today, we're doing it for a different intention. This is why we get calamity.
Okay.
You're not doing it for Allah. You do it for your own, you know, stupid belief is you want to save your family. And little by little, the family is going down anyway. Or it never was.
Okay, if you divorce your wife or leave your wife because of the parents, would the husband who is looking after the parents be tortured by Allah?
No. Actually, it would be justice. The question is, if the husband divorces the wife because he afraid his parents, they have some bad manner and he cannot get along with the wife. And the wife, he can causing her a lot of mischief and a lot of injustice by his own parents. Now, he want to care about his parents, but in the meantime, he do not want to cause mischief to his wife. And he divorced her to give her mercy, to not get involved and be oppressed in this condition. He will be a just man. Because you have a cause for Allah.
Question, can a woman request divorce if she was in a similar situation where she wanted to care for her parents?
You see, again, Islam, the question is, can a woman ask a divorce if she is in a situation like that? Islam is very clear. If you can be patient and save your deen, meaning you are a good Muslim and you can live as a good Muslim, do it. If you cannot be patient and save your deen, and he's just living as a puppet, which is a majority. Living like a shadow. You have no personality. You have no brain. You have no feeling. You have nothing. You become numb. Because some women keep lying until they become numb. Numb. Do you think she has any iman inside? No. She's numb. She's paralyzed. She's almost like having heroin every 6 hours. But she have it internally. I saw a lot of women like that. A lot of women, Muslim women. They become so numb. They walk in piece of meat. And this why actually in the long run, they have to commit some adultery or fornication. Why does he do that? Because he do it as a scale. Because after a while, he cannot take it. Human being is very weak. Don't forget, Shaitan can tell you, be patient, be patient, be patient, be patient, be patient, be patient. And he need you be patient for 10 years, and you explode. And now you're building a very bad habit inside the family, or inside the structure of what you call family. And before you know it, you are getting colder. And your man is getting colder, the relationship is not there. And before you know it, you're still a human being, you have a need. All of a sudden, you need to be recognized as a woman. And all of a sudden, the problem starts. Why? Because from the beginning, you never really look at it for Allah. You see? It has to bite you. Unless you are sincere and doing it for Allah. What about our children? We concern about the children. We think if our children, if they fed, they have clothing, they go to school, they are fine. Where is Islam? Where is the role model? Where is the father role? Where is the mother role? If the mother cannot act like a mother, if the husband will not give her her dignity and respect, if he cannot help her to have Islamic environment, you think you can raise a children? You think you can raise a really a Muslim children? Yes, you can raise a children, but not a children. You will raise chicken, you will raise rabbit, you will raise like chicken without head. You will raise cuckoo monster or whatever. You will not raise really a lion or a Muslim. No, 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 no way. No way. If I gather today 100 children from different age, and I ask them simple question about Islam, if one of them answer, you will be lucky. And if one of them acting according to what he know, wow, I am lucky. And I say it for a fact. Look at any even masjid with the kids who coming and the youth coming is supposed to be praying behind the father. Look at the way they pray. You know,
the father lose the kids, they run about out of the place.
The masajid become now what is it?
They,
a parking lane.
They walk in between you while you're praying, they come in between you on the top of your head and gun.
Yes.
That's fun, and good size boy like him too.
Why? Because now the masajid, the parents take the kids as a playground.
Yes, I'm lose them.
Come on, you can play. Go, go,
yes, go.
Go on. Oh, you see my son? He's the one, he destroyed everything. Mashallah. He's spitting all over, he might mark. You know, he's spilling all over, mashallah. You know, and he finds a boy or the girls, you know, the kids, you know, smelling, mashallah, you know, very nice perfume from underneath. The mother did not, you know, change the diaper for many hours. Oh, you see my son? Yes, I see my son. You know, I see your son, I smell your son. He's so, mashallah. Where's the angel? Is he gone?
Yes.
No angel in the masjid. Okay, what about our salah? Who going to carry our salah?
No, nobody.
No, the mother. Yes, the mother or the father will carry the salah in the Day of Judgment. They will carry the responsibility.
Really?
It's not the house of your parents. If you walk in the front of somebody pray and you cut his prayer, you're responsible in the Day of Judgment.
They do that all the time. I saw it today in the masjid.
It's all over. You heard anybody said no?
Nobody said
no. And the parents sit down smiling. He's my son. He's my daughter. They love it. Take a picture. You see? They nuts. Mashallah. This is tell you. Where's the matter of masjid? Masjid is the house of Allah. Is angel praying in the masjid? Is a jinn, Muslim jinn praying in the masjid and having halaq? Who give us the authority to do anything like that? You have a question? Or are you just having your head or your hand in the cheek? Believe me, you should have any question.
How do you break the cycle of oppression?
What's that?
How do you break the cycle of oppression?
MashaAllah. I wish you did not answer me, ask me this question. She tell me how you break the cycle of that. This cycle, I bear witness to Allah. No way to break it unless you are honest to Allah. And honesty, sincerity, rely on Allah, have faith in Allah, true Islam enter to each individual. You cannot look for family. You see, the problem today, we want gain family. No way. It will never happen. It's not the sunnah of Allah. Imagine Nuh alayhi salam. Allah didn't leave. Your wife is not belong to you. Your son is not belong to you. Finished. Lot alayhi salam. What about the wife of Pharaoh? We're going to talk about her. You see, in a time coming between you and Islam, Islam has to come number one. But today, we want everything. It doesn't work. Wake up, it doesn't work. Yes, you're living in this situation. Allah allow you to know, you have to keep going. Come on, wake up. This is the truth. If you believe in Allah, you're going to be in the grave tonight. What are you going to say to Allah? Oh, I'm afraid. He tell me this. I'm afraid. Who do that? Look in the time of the Prophet. A woman leave in the desert alone. Immigrate from Mecca and Medina alone. A woman alone. Leave her own tribe alone. A slave been tortured for many years alone. Another woman tortured in the desert for many weeks alone. They have Islam. They really have Islam. This is the answer. We do not have Islam. This one, you really want to break the cycle? Build Islam. And you cannot wait to have all the family having Islam in the same time. You nuts, it will never happen. You're building Islam individual. Allah give guidance to whom He wants, in the time He wants. I love this German woman. When a man tried to engage to her and ask her to marry him, and she gave him 125 questions, and in the end she told him, you're not a Muslim. You are a Muslim by birth certificate. You are a Muslim by name, but I do not see a Muslim. I want a true Muslim. He said, please wait for me. I will be good. She said, no. How I know you will be good? If you are a hypocrite for 25 years, how I know you will be good now? I want somebody now. I want somebody to help me to go to Jannah. Not somebody to help me to go to hellfire. Do you know, Shariza, today what's the problem? When we hear all that and we go back to the old routine. This is a calamity. To be a coward to the point we cannot take any positive action. We're scared of what? A Muslim do not scare except from Allah. Do you think he will be a Muslim without a trial? Do you think he will be a Muslim without examination? Do you think he will be a Muslim without fitna? No. You have to be tested. May Allah save us. Allah said it in Quran in many, many places. Alif Lam Mim in Surah Ar-Rum. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. the people think they will said, I'm a believer, and they will not be trial. And we tried the people before. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see whom the truth and who's a liar. Simple. You are honest and truthful to Allah, you will do whatever Allah wants from you. You are a liar, you will go back to the old routine. And this is why I see today there's really the reality, people worshipping their own routine, not worshipping Allah. And when Allah allows him to see the vision and see the light, so you go back to the old routine. It doesn't work. I'm surprised. You should ask question. You should be aching inside. You should want to change. And if you want change, you will ask question. What Islam want for me? You should be crying to Allah, if you are honest. You should make dua to Allah day and night, if you're honest. You should be aching, not for husband and wife, for Allah, if you're honest. You should be fear, not from husband and wife, but you should fear from Allah, if you die, what are you going to tell him? What action are you planning to take? How much you want to struggle for Allah? Allah called it a struggle. Those who struggle for me, I show them way. You keep doing this. Do you know what this meaning? When you want to ask question. What? Hi? We did this a couple of weeks ago.
Last week ago.
Go ahead.
What is the Islamic manner of dealing with a family problem? If there's a problem between the husband and the wife, how do we begin? Where do we begin?
If a family has a problem, a husband and wife, and they have a problem, where do we begin? Very simple. Man or a woman, they have to come to each other alone and discuss the matter. If the other side do not willing to discuss it, she has the right to ask arbitration or advisor.
Arbitrator.
And advisor. And they have to be willing for that, both of them. To seek Islamic knowledge and Islamic guidance. If she believes she not getting any result, she has to really cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put in her heart what is good for her. If at this time she can exercise patience and she can implementing Islam in her life, this is up to her. But she has a license to, if she cannot have her own Islam intact and she fear of her own relationship between her and Allah is not really good and she cannot implementing Islam in her life, she has the right to ask for a divorce for Allah. And she has to announce it, meaning I want to ask for a divorce because I want Islam in my house. And she has to set the reason. I want Islam and I want my husband to help me to implement Islam in my house. And she has to steadfast for it.
Now, I know many situations where husband will refuse. What then?
I believe if you honest to Allah and cry to Allah, Allah will obey. I have no doubt, Allah will open. But I tell you something from my experience. Maybe I met one or two honest women in my life, in my whole life. The rest, they go back exactly like a cow to where they coming from. Like they never heard nothing. And this is a tragedy. This is a tragedy, Sister Teresa. The tragedy of the Ummah is the men won't act like out of whack in the street or whatever, in the clubs or whatever. And the woman won't act cowards the rest of their life. Do you know what that is? Nobody wants to be a Muslim. When the time comes to real Islam, nobody wants to stand for Islam. And if you cannot stand for Islam as individual, how we can have an ummah? If the mother sold her own Islam, how she can have Islam in the family? Think. If you sold your own Islam, you sold your own iman, you sold your own connection with Allah, you sold it already. You sold it cheap. And you will never have Islam. Never. Because you betrayed Allah.
Can you elaborate some more on loyalty, family loyalty? Once a husband and wife gets married, where should their loyalty be?
When a man and a woman get married, the woman belongs to her father. The loyalty belongs to the father and the mother. Once the woman married, the loyalty should be belong to the husband. What about the husband? His loyalty, where it should be? To Allah. You see? The loyalty to Allah. What about his parents? His parents, he obeyed them according to Quran and Sunnah, unless they command him of something against Quran and Sunnah, which is today I found out the majority of Muslim or called Muslim Ummah, astaghfirullah al-azim, and called Muslim family, the father and mother oppress the son or daughter for their own belief in a topic they like, not the topic according to Allah and His Messenger. And this becoming a disease inherited. And the son inherited this disease. Now he wants his wife to be loyal to him for Allah. Anything go. And the wife, from her own lack of iman and understanding, she become loyal to her husband according to anything go. Is that true? Loyalty, the real loyalty for all Muslims to Allah, number one. And his Rasul, number two, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the teaching of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the advice of all the major scholars. If you fulfill these steps, you are fine. But you do not come follow your desire and follow. You see, today we are loyal to father, mother, uncle, grandparents, whatever, but not according to Islam. It's big difference between be kind and be generous to them and be loyal to them, especially with wrong. Imagine a father or a mother say something wrong to their own son or daughter, and the son or daughter acting with loyalty. Loyalty to what? We're supposed to be loyal to Allah. Truth is truth. Halal is halal. Permissible is permissible. Forbidden is forbidden. We are loyal and slave to Allah. But you see, you're not looking to the problem. You're looking to the symptom of the problem. Because if I'm loyal to Allah from the beginning, I will not have none of this disease. This is just a symptom. But the real disease, we never have Islam. I'm running to the masjid when the time I like and I believe I'm a good Muslim. I give some charity and mashallah, I fast Ramadan in time I like. And no, it's not Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ad-deen al-mu'amala." Ad-deen is a relationship. You have relationship, you have deen. You have no relationship, you have no deen. You have a good manner and conduct, you have deen, you have Islam. You don't have a good manner and good conduct, you have no Islam. You have commitment, you have Islam. You have no commitment, you are a hypocrite. You stand according to what is right, you are a Muslim. Because either you're working for Allah or you're working for Shaitan. Any question, any concern?
Okay. The mother is supposed to be the teacher of the children.
The mother is supposed to be the teacher of the children.
In the home.
At home.
Okay. What about if the mother decides to implement Islam in the home and the kid refuse Islam.
Mm-hmm. And what happened if the mother tried to implement Islam at home and the children refuse Islam?
Yes.
You see, we have to be honest to ourselves today. You see, the problem starts like this in sequence. I never marry a good Muslim man. I never marry a good Muslim woman. And all of a sudden, I start exposed to Islam. Now Allah give me guidance, father or mother. Now all of a sudden, I won't have Islam in my family. Now it's up to Allah. Well, this happened when my kids is 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 or 20. Now I have to be patient and I have to start with myself only and be a role model. Because if you start early, meaning from the beginning, the children has to obey you and everything fine. But if you start late, keep your mouth shut and make dua and set the example and be generous to bring these kids toward you. And it takes time. It takes time.
Okay. Firstly, if I said, yeah, we know. What if the kid want Islam and the parents do not practice Islam home?
MashaAllah. Very good question. Now the kids want Islam and the parents do not want Islam.
Okay, do not practice.
Very, very beautiful question. And it's very common. It happened to me even. You see, as the sunnah of Allah has to continue in all kind of shape, like I said before. You want Islam, your parents do not want Islam, you cannot impose anything. You set it up, you deal with them with kindness, you deal with them with generosity, and you advise once in a while, and you give da'wah once in a while in a good manner, and be patient. If they impose at you certain haram living, you have the right to leave, to save your own Islam. If you can live as a Muslim with them, and they do not bother you, but you see them, they're living in haram, is not your business. You only can advise and give them, you know, nasiha and da'wah in a nice manner.
Okay, you don't say the third question, because the third question was if the kid can leave and go to a relative who practices Islam.
Yes. Yes, you have the right to migrate any time for your own deen, male or female. Any question, any concern?
It says every day you're quiet tonight.
If our parents are older than us and we, like if they have a certain kind of disease or they're in the hospital, and we make dua for them, and Allah accepts it. Do we get blessed or they get blessed?
MashaAllah. This young lady, 8 years old, she asked question. And her father in the hospital, and she make dua for them, and Allah accepts the dua. Who get blessed? The parents get blessed or you get blessed? Both of you get blessed, inshallah. Especially you. Okay? But actually what you should do is, if the parents in the hospital, you make dua for them. What about if the parents go to hellfire? If the parents are going out of whack? If the parents against Islam? Is this not really a calamity? What the kids do? Make dua to Allah. Set the role model. Steadfast.
But then if you're not a teenager, you're 8, 9 years old. I'm just saying an example, like Amina, she's 8, 9 years old.
Yeah.
Okay? There's certain things she wants to do. She wants to wear the kimar to go to school. She wants to, but her parents totally against it. They feel, okay, I'm the mother and I don't do it. Why does the kid have to do it? What can she do? She's just an infant.
No. In the front of Allah, what happened is, believe it or not, she started crying to Allah. You misunderstand when a person cried to Allah, what's the power of that? And she stood fast. This is the beauty of Islam. It happened. Do you know the majority of companions of Rasulullah was between 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14? the maximum of them was under 20. That's fine.
Sure.
Go ahead.
If we don't know how to make dua, and like we just like take other surahs and put them together to like say like this is how we make our own dua because we don't know the real dua, and we make dua to Allah for if they die, and if Allah accepts it, do they still be alive, or if they die and they go to hell, to paradise, would the grave be blessed?
I don't know if she's going to.
Okay, go ahead.
No. Oh, you want me to continue on her? What she's trying to say is that by her knowing to read and things like that, if her parents was out of whack, can she make dua for them if they should die and would Allah accept it and could save them or help them?
Sure, sure.
Or if I don't know how to make dua and like I take like other kind of surahs that I know and put it as my own dua.
Mm-hmm. The girl is 8 years old. She asks question. Her parents do not want her to live as a Muslim. She won't live as a Muslim, and she won't make dua for them. And even she doesn't know how to make dua. And she collecting different verses from Quran, and she make her own dua. Can this dua be accepted? And if it is accepted, can it save her own parents? Listen, young lady, sincerity. If you're sincere and you want Allah, Allah will take care about you. And Allah will accept from you, inshallah. Okay? And have faith in what you're doing. And if you do not know, very simple. Ask Allah, oh Allah, teach me, Allah. Allow me to learn, you, Allah. Allah will teach you. I saw it.
But if we,
like, make different surahs and put it as our own dua, do Allah accept it and keep them alive, or when they die, do the
grave? Leave it to Allah. Okay? You have to make an effort. You do not have to keep looking what Allah accept, what Allah do not accept.
But what about the environment? I mean, the environment is like...
Okay, you see what happened is, we today, and as Muslim, we do not know the environment. Environment, actually, negative environment is the most healthy environment for a Muslim. We do not know that. Easy environment will never make you a Muslim. Very tough environment make you a real Muslim. Look in the Messenger and Prophet all over. All of them have hard time. You don't have a rosy land? It's not way. No way. Islam always when you are in the wrong environment. Always. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he came from. Where he was, Mecca, everybody against him. What about the companion? Everybody against them. Islam, how to start like that? This is the reality of Islam. How Allah will know if you are honest or not? If I'm helping you and everybody helping you and everything is fine, what kind of trial for you? How you can stay fast for Allah? What kind of struggle? A struggle against what? You have to go through a struggle. The more you have a negative environment, the more your Islam will be strong. Unless Allah chooses you to be a scholar, and you grow up, your mother is scholar, your father is scholar, everybody is scholar, he send you to school of a scholar, and listen to this. Do you know what happened to the scholar? No scholar die easy. All of them torture. All of them, torture, been in jail, having very hard time, many diseases. Why? If you're not going to be tested in the early day, you will be tested in the late day. One way or another, you will be struggled and tested. You have to know that for a fact. Don't ever look to environment as negative. Environment is very healthy. If you act like a Muslim, You see, in a time of any environment, you have only one obligation. Oh Allah, oh learned Muslim, what Islam wants me to do at this kind of environment. That's it. And you seek help from Allah only. That's it. If you keep knocking the door of Allah all the time, honest, wonder what happened. Allah will open. What I said in the beginning, where is the rely on Allah? Where the trust of Allah? What about all this non-Muslim we watch? Do you think they have a perfect environment? Come on, wake up. They have very, very difficult environment. All the environment against them. Are you different? No. Is me different? No. Allah is just. Everybody has to be tested, one way or another. But Allah, He has His own formula for every individual. And we have to trust and believe in Allah is wise. If you think your situation is the best situation for you, but sometimes we do not understand it. We take it from material. We do not take it from Iman point of view. This is the only way for you to struggle. Every one of us, where we living, how we living is the best for us only if we believe in Allah. Where's contentment? Where's trust in Allah? Any question, any concern? Trust. Do you know today, really, we do not trust in Allah. I tell you the truth. We do not believe in Allah. We do not rely on Allah. We do not have faith in Allah. Imagine. And the only one can support you is Allah. And instead of going back honest to Allah, you keep thinking with your mind. Instead of really going connect your heart to Allah. This is the whole core of Islam. And this is the core of problem, Sister Shariz. The core of the problem, no Iman. This is a reality, is no Iman. Because if you have Iman, you have to know Allah will give you victory. Without no doubt, Allah promised, whoever struggled for me, I will show them my way. Whoever give me victory, I will give them victory. How you give Allah victory? By implementing Islam in yourself. And raise Islam in yourself. And where you are. You raise Islam and you hold tight Islam, Allah promised He will give you victory as soon or later. You have to trust in Allah. How you can trust in Allah? Only when the whole environment against you. How you believe in Allah when the whole environment... What about Ayyub alayhi salam? What is his name, Job? Okay, we heard many stories. What we learn? Do you see it? What we gain? What about Musa alayhi salam? What about Nuh alayhi salam? What about Ibrahim alayhi salam? What about Ismail alayhi salam? What about Yusuf alayhi salam? Are we better than any messenger or prophet? You are in trouble. We have to talk. We have to, you know, really try to do something. Go ahead.
If I have a big, like, an older person like you, and I was...
Say it again.
Say if I were an older person like you, and I was a good scholarship, and my parents didn't know anything about Islam, and they were another religion, and if they were interested of the religion, and they asked me one day if I can learn them some stuff about Islam so they can catch up and be real Islamic person, and I tell them and I make dua for them to be a real Islam, like a real Muslim and things like that. Do I get blessed or?
Young lady, you keep asking questions about if you're going to get blessed, Don't worry about it, just do inshallah. Yes, you're going to get blessed. Any good deed you think about it even, you will be blessed. You are already blessed by thinking this way. I'm serious. You are already blessed by thinking this way. Keep thinking this way, because Allah will give you according to your thinking. This is a problem. Imagine if we do not think, if we do not want, if we do not desire. We are very close to the end now. Any question? Because I know for a fact there's a few minutes left.
If we learn our parents, like what I just said, like if I was a smart scholarship and I learned them and they keep on passing it on to generation and generation and they keep on being a Muslim.
She has a lot of hope. Very beautiful hope. Yes, you get reward for everything you do until the day of judgment. Say Ameen. Say Ameen. Ameen. Insha'Allah. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us according to our jasta, according to our faith, according to our thinking, according to our want and desire. Any more questions? There's only a few minutes left and that's it. No question, no concern. The right hand side, the silent side. Learn, I'm serious, learn all of you to talk.
Okay, Junior. You have anything to say? Nothing?
You understand everything? Yes or no? No, good, honest. MashaAllah, at least it's honest. You will be in trouble if you tell me yes.
Yeah. What are the other sisters?
What about the first one? You understand what I said? No? Yes or no?
Yes.
No, tell me the truth. You understand it or no? Okay. What about your older one?
Mother.
You understand?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Is your job to really live it, try to live it before it's too late. Because if we die tonight, we'll be in trouble. That's it. You respond, how old are you?
14.
14, meaning you are a female, right? A complete woman, right? Yes. Meaning you are responsible in the front of Allah. You understand me? You're not a baby anymore. Your books is open. You're responsible about everything you do. Not mommy, no daddy, you're responsible. You responsible. And we should teach our kids how to be responsible. Okay? Okay, subhanak Allahumma bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka atubu ilayk. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. اللهم تب علينا يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم تب علينا يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم تب علينا يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وانت خير الفاتحين اللهم لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين ظلموا ولا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا اللهم استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى انت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم ارزق نفوسنا تقواها اللهم زكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك واجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين ولا فاتنين ولا مفتنين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارزقنا رضاك اللهم ارزقنا عفوك اللهم ارزقنا فضلك اللهم ارزقنا حبك اللهم ارزقنا كرمك اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا ظالمين ولا مظلومين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. Thank you.